Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick the goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.
I'm still trying to learn how to do Instagram. I don't get it.
What are you trying to...
When it say it's trying to send you a message, why does it say that?
Because, well, yeah, click it. Do you follow me first and foremost?
Yeah.
Accept it.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it looks like... I guess not this one.
Yeah.
In general.
We got two pages.
I guess. Will I be able to do that?
Mm-hmm. If you got it like that, you can add it to the store. All you gotta do is click right. You need to click the other button.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna upload to your Facebook and your Instagram story.
What the fuck?
Ooh, look, I got the notification.
Okay, there it is. Showing everybody my house. Jesus. So disrespectful.
Did it say the whole house? I thought it was just the whole setup. Hold on.
You see my kitchen, my living room.
Kitchen is behind the setup. It looks nice.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it popping.
Let's do it.
Right. Hey, you guys. Welcome to another Pick a Struggle show. Lapri ain't here. She got an eye emergency today.
And we hope she get better.
Right.
We send the prayers out to Lapri eye.
Go to bed, Mo. Go to bed, Mo. Ain't nobody got time for your foolishness.
Mo. That house is clean.
Right.
And I'm smoking lavender.
Right. This comes from somebody who had dead rats in her oven.
The old dead rats. What? Not a dead rat.
Right. Don't be trying to shade me.
Look, first of all, I want to say the setup is spontaneous and magnificent.
Thank you.
To be as yes, entrepreneurs getting the job done. That's all I got to say. This is a beautiful setup.
Thanks. We still working on it. We working on some background stuff and everything.
Look, clear is good enough. You're here. You know we came in good presence. Let me go share this on Facebook.
Right, that's what I forgot to do. You got me all off. But Momo. Got a special guest to Shayla. How do you say your last name?
You had it earlier. You said
Weathersby?
Yeah. Most people don't say it right the first time at all.
I had to say it slow.
Weathersby? All types of this.
I had to say it slow just to make sure. Because folks used to mess up my name. I got the basic name, Andre. They used to mess it up all the time. Andrea, Andrew, Andrew. Okay, there we go. Good. Thank you for checking the sound for a bit.
Great. Everything sounds great.
Lapri usually do that for us, and I mess her already. She said, not a dead rat, big right, exactly. Why you talking about my house? When I didn't cook on that stuff.
What's the puppet name?
Ben, the two of us need a little
what
no
you snipping
more.
On my knee for?
Is that Jazz, would you move? That means she like you.
Yeah, I know.
But, hold on, y'all. Let's take a few minutes.
Yeah, let me tap.
While I'm trying to share
it. Make sure
time.
Y'all share it too while we here. Hey, right. Everybody, we in here. We about to get into it. We about to talk about the upcomings of me and all of what I'm going through.
Right. Get into some new products, new beginnings, new podcasts, new life.
New all.
Every
real.
Time.
That part, really.
So give us a second. Make sure y'all like and share.
Make sure y'all sharing up in here. It do us a huge favor.
It's free.
That part.
Jesus. Get the... I'm gonna need you to go to bed, Mo. For real. Go to bed. She is getting on my nerves.
With you extracting the audio, is there any way you can send it and extract the audio to me?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I can try. Well, you got Dropbox?
I believe so. I can create one.
I'll try to figure it out. Oh, there's Lapri. Hey, Lapri.
We wish you were here.
Right? You and your one eye.
No, you could have got an eye patch.
Ray could have worn an eye patch. It would have been. Bam.
CVS has eye patches.
You could have got it for free.
Yeah.
That 5-finger discount. Just...
So I was about to say, I think they still going to make a pay. I don't think they care about
it. I'm not. She just put it in her pocket. Ain't nobody going to check her. All right. Well, let's get into it. So, we got to Shayla here. She is the CEO, controller. I don't know how else to put it. But she owns and runs Isis Commodity, mm-hmm. which is named after your daughter, right?
Yes.
Where'd you get that name from?
The African Egyptian ancient goddess.
Not from a terroristic group?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Not at all.
Because I did the same thing.
A lot of people, like, really, I'm glad you asked that. A lot of people... who don't know, or I'm not going to put any labels on their minds about it being closed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's ISIS right. It can mean various things, which it does not just mean what just came to us. When was that? Like in 2000? When did we hear about the ISIS terrorism?
I want to say it was like maybe like 17, 18 maybe.
Yeah, you feel me?
Because I correlated with my favorite show, Archer. Mm-hmm. It was a cartoon show I used to watch, okay. Archer. And they were spies of this company called ISIS.
Look at that.
And so when ISIS had came like into the forefront of the news media, they had switched the show up and started doing other stuff.
Yeah, they put a lot of different derogatory names on strong, meaningful things to
yeah.
us. And I'm just trying to break that stigma, take that off of it, off top for real.
Right.
That queen energy need to come back into it, not this man-made bullshit.
Right.
And it's just
so if y'all don't remember... to Shayla. She was on Pick a Struggle Show, I want to say 7 months ago.
Yeah.
I had did my homework because I was like, let me see exactly when this was. Mm-hmm. But she was here with, we was in a studio, obviously, last time. And she was here with her, I don't know, how do you call it? What do you call it? Like her other couple, the couple,
yeah,
or
was,
but we you were part of that, so it was like a truple. She was here with the 2/3 of the truple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were most definitely a truple, a triumph.
Yeah,
whatever you want to call it. With
right,
three.
And now yeah. they're a travesty. But now let me
not a travesty, not a travesty. It's not a travesty.
No, I'm joking. But no, but now she's here by herself. So if y'all don't, because we had talked about it last week, I don't know if you had watched the show or not. But LaPree and I were talking about how you guys had broke up mm-hmm. last week and how it was playing out all over social media.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling right now, that you're free?
Well, exactly like you just said. Free. With the accent. Yeah. I'm just really trusting and believing in me. I just was putting my all into, you feel me? Everything that I love.
Yeah.
And what I still love, but I need more energy for myself right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel myself going through a different stage in life, and I think I need to go through this stage alone.
Okay.
I really think I need to. And to personally heal or just do what I need to do to become the woman I need to become, I think I need to do it alone and learn from myself and learn, just pay attention to myself and just heal.
Yeah. Without being too messy and too nosy mm-hmm. from me, what gave you... What gave you that epiphany? Like, what sparked that?
Just waking up daily. If I'm not happy in the place that I'm at, I don't think I should be in that place. Right. You feel me? It just was times I was waking up unhappy, not in the mood to do the things that I know I love to do personally. Create, be me, sing, dance, and just do, you feel me? The things I'm free to do here on this planet.
But everybody get like that around their birthday. They turn that year, they've been around the sun, and it was like, okay, it's time for something new. Because your birthday is coming up.
It is indeed.
On the 13th.
Mm-hmm. July 13th.
Girl, I hope that's not a Friday. Is that a Friday?
No, it's not. It's Tuesday, okay. Actually. Look, it's Tuesday, right? The day after Monday. And ain't nothing wrong with that, because it's dead in the summertime. Ain't nobody doing nothing, and I love the sun. But I want to do something productive for sure on my birthday, you feel me? Some type of business expo to the point I'm serving and showing my new products that I'm bringing on my birthday.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't heard, right now we got a wholesale going on for the website of Isis Commodity. I'm basically selling out the products that I got right now. I'm going to sell out completely of what I used to make, and we're just going to be bringing forth the new.
Are you bringing in new products, or you just... rebrand and everything. Like, what's all going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you used to do, and then tell us what you're going to do.
Okay, for sure, for sure. First and foremost, like, with me being the soul taker, just the person who's operating and orchestrating and putting everything together, just like you right here, you your team, you put the lights together, you the equipment manager, you the audio manager.
Yeah,
you feel me? Yeah. We wear many hats, and it's entrepreneur game. And but we get used to wearing these hats because we got to learn how to do all this, really, though, especially when it's not given to us.
Right, and we ain't got the money for
it. We out here learning, you feel me? That part. So we got to learn the extra steps if we can't make graphics. We got to learn how to make graphics, you feel me?
Right.
And I'm okay with learning that extra step, but it just took time with other people on my back to learn extra steps of this game, which I know I need to learn, you feel me? And I'm not knocking nobody for, because, no, but I just know it's stuff that we all got to learn in life. And sometimes we need to be alone to learn it.
Like, right.
You feel me? To even accept the lesson or just hear it real life.
Right.
So, yeah.
So tell the people exactly what you sell through Isis Commodity. And then tell us if you're going to be bringing in some new stuff coming in.
Okay.
And, you know, your new year, you know, what's the tea?
So first and foremost, Isis Commodity isn't my only and first business. If you don't know, I got a cleaning business, too.
Shut up. Yeah. You telling me I could have called you? I wouldn't have been walk around this apartment cleaning.
At all.
I could have just called you.
Me. Yes. The Instagram is up too. It's called Olympia Cleaning Queens right now, but I'm going to change that name because that
Olympia.
Name. Yeah, it didn't
that's
originally
some white folks
come
stuff.
From me. Yeah. So, you feel me? It didn't originally come from me. I had called it Magic Touch Cleaning, and okay. I'm very much with Magic Touch Cleaning,
okay.
And that's what it's going to be. My cleaning company, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And with that being said, just the type of products that I create, all natural handcrafted products, like for the house, for your body, for your skin, to the point I want to make dish liquid. You feel me? I want to make everyday use of detergent, like sprays for the all-purpose cleaning sprays, but natural. I want to make all this just living products, but natural.
That's like that Meijer stuff.
You feel me? Yeah. I'm
gonna don't have it too expensive, though, because I don't even buy Meijer's.
Look, it's not going to be that expensive. It's not. It's going to be worth this value, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. You feel me? It's going to be worth this value. And the time and the effort, ingredients, and just stuff I learned about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the highest quality of ingredients in my product.
Okay.
Off top.
So what all do you clean? Like, do you do office buildings? Like, what all, like, what?
Yeah, I do residential, janitorial,
tell them the prices, too.
The prices are, they vary. We all know that. Different sizes of houses, different messes, different everything. Some people just want their laundry done, and I done that before. Some people just want a closet cleaned or their bathtub cleaned, and I done that before. And so it varies on what's the operation.
Oh, okay. Well, girl, when you get into pet grooming, you will have a for-show customer. Because bathing my dog is a struggle.
I don't know about bathing dogs.
It's just
I love dogs, but I personally just probably won't do that when they don't sound like my calling. They don't sound like my calling. That's all. Maybe later in life,
right.
I become a dog lover.
Right.
I love some dogs. They,
I know you used to date one. We are.
Oh Lord. Not I used to date one. Look, we all.
We
was
talking
a dog
about anybody.
Life.
Just now.
We all was a dog in life. I heard you out your dog game.
Nope.
No, but
yeah. But you don't like dogs like that.
I
to
like
be...
dogs. I'm a cat girl for sure.
Oh,
I love me some little meows. They be in their own little zone for sure. For sure.
Right.
I had so many kitties. Like my grandma just died not too long ago, but at her house in Louisiana. She had her own, you know, they got houses. Apartments are like houses out there, you feel me?
Yeah.
So if you're going to get Section 8, it's going to be on the house. You're going to actually get a crib down there, not no apartment.
It's
more houses than apartments.
Yeah.
And as you get to the richer side, you got the apartments and whatnot. That's Wichita, Paris and whatnot. But she had nothing but kitties all under her house waiting on me to come home every time I come over there. Just like 9 cats, 9, 10 cats.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll be just waiting on me under there. She'll keep them around for me, too. It was just so cute. That would made me grow fond of cats. And ever since I seen the cat and groomed catnip, they all been coming to me.
Oh, okay. I thought about getting a cat, but I don't know.
They mischievous for sure. They like little girls. Like, they just got attitudes, pretty, even boy cats.
Yeah.
Boy, you better listen. I don't got time for this.
That's one thing I never learned how to distinguish between a girl and a boy cat.
Yeah. I'm not looking. I don't know.
You know.
You just a cat, goddammit.
Right. Well, LaPree said, she said, I can't be seen in an eye patch. I got fans out here.
They would love to see
right
and your like who's hardest the, struggle. They said pick a struggle. That's the name of the
exactly.
show. They would love to see you in your hardest struggle out here still.
Right.
Picking your struggle.
Right. With your one eye.
You feel me now?
One eye, baby.
We got one more chill right here. I'll be waiting on you. Let me.
Oh, look. Oh, what's this on the other side?
Slay.
Oh, okay. Now, yes, the deity. Tashayla was at a pop-up event.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all don't know pop-up events, I'm starting to, especially when I'm starting to get to know a lot more entrepreneurs in the black community. I'm starting to attend more pop-ups, which are really nice. And thanks to Mo for introducing me to pop-ups. So pop-up events is when someone hosts an event and entrepreneurs who make their own products, they come in and, you know, they set up their booths and stuff and they sell stuff, you know, they sell stuff. And last week I had went to, Rosa's event. Well, it wasn't her event, but she was at the event. So how did it go for yours? And how often do you attend those? And can people find, like, when's your next one? And how did it go and all that stuff?
So pop-up events, yeah, they're very good for any entrepreneur. Like, even you. You feel me? I'll be out there with a business card with my podcast links on it. Because it's just the network at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Most of the vendors be supporting each other way heavy than the customers. You feel me? So, like, the real business mind thinking people, we be the ones who are, like, supporting each other hard and messing with each other grind. Because we know we out here and we really trying to get it. And we believe in ourselves. We really taking this road, you feel me? Yeah, but other than how many times do I do it? And yesterday, it was pretty good turnout. It was nice. It was cordial. It was enough vendors in there. It was like 10 vendors. I don't like too many overcrowded spaces when it's like 1,000 vendors. Cause
you know, I've never been to one. All the ones I've been to, they're like really small and intimate. Like,
yeah, and those are the cute ones. You feel me? Those are cute. Yesterday it was like small and intimate for sure. A nice little dance studio. If you see me and got me on anything, you've seen it for sure. For sure, it was like it was pretty big. Though. It was nice and spacious for people to walk in, get some food, go around. I don't like stuff just too cluttered, and they don't know where to start or where to go, or like if it's too much, people are just like, damn, I gotta really take my time at each table. And by then, you just spent your money at the second, third table, and about 75 tables.
Right. Let me tell you something. Now, this is what's funny to me. I had went to a pop-up. My first pop-up event was with Mo from Motivate Your Womb.
Mm-hmm.
She attends this pop-up in downtown Fort Worth. I think it's like off of 5th Street or something. But it was really, really nice, and it was mostly white people, and everybody was on time. All the vendors were on time.
Everybody was on time yesterday. That was a surprise, but one person didn't show up
at all.
But that's your loss. You paid your money and your deposit already. You feel me? You can get it back, but it's depending on the vendor.
Yeah.
You don't play with their time, and somebody else could have been in their spot.
Well, see, I had went to the one that Rosa was at in Irvin last week. It was like 3 or 4 people, including them, was late.
Oh,
and I was like, black people.
You was on time, and you was the customer.
I'm sitting there looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate, being late to my own pop-up shops. I love to be early. I love to be on time.
Yeah.
I want to be there before the vendors. I really want to be there. And that's one thing I got to do yesterday, because I'm related to the vendor who did it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually helping set it up. I pulled out all the tables for the vendors. I was helping them sit down, helping them set up if they needed help, you feel me? While I already had my stuff set up because I was done and already into it. I love that. I love being on time, for sure, for sure. Because my heart into this, so I'm going to be on time.
Right.
I want people to understand where I come from when I
present my products. Embarrassing. And I'm sitting outside looking like a lost child.
Like, just wait.
Right.
Who you waiting on?
Girl, people was coming up to the line. You okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just waiting for my friend. It was like, well, you can walk around and see. And I really didn't come for
that part. Look, if I wanted to walk around, I would have walked around.
Right. But I'm already high.
I'm just standing here.
Right. And we all hide in here because somebody was cooking. So it was like, it wasn't warm.
Oh, was it inside?
Yeah, it was inside.
I love inside.
But still, though.
That's nice.
And then they had loud music, which I'm not really a fan of. Because I can't.
Yeah. Not
can't
too
focus.
Loud, I feel you.
And then somebody was cooking. Even the food smelled good, but it's like, okay, it's a little. It's not as cool in here as I thought it was going to be.
That oven makes right, you yeah. hot.
I'm like, girl, it smells good, but whew.
Can you take it outside?
Right, yeah. Can you barbecue outside? And it was like, it was like 525,000 degrees outside.
Not 25,000. Texas for real. This Texas for you.
And then I hate it because it cools, for some reason, this is how you know God don't like me. It gets cooler on the weekend.
Hey.
What's going on, Suge?
How y'all doing? I'm glad y'all doing this.
For some reason, it gets cooler on the weekend, then it gets really, really hot on the weekday.
Yeah, Monday be hot than a motherfucker. You think Monday be...
Mondays and Fridays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are okay.
Right. Like, it's all right. There's some shade. But Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays is like, it's be the hot
under
test.
Under the devil's skirt.
And I ain't got no air conditioning in my car.
That'd be the worst. Let the window down.
Child, I try. That's why I have to constantly have my hair braided so my scalp can breathe.
Yeah, and it won't be sweating.
Yeah.
Like I feel you.
I'll be sweating like a Hebrew slave.
Oh, Lord. I want to give a shout out to my jewelry artist. I just supported her business yesterday at the pop-up as well. It's one of them. She makes the best.
What's her name? What's
ever.
Her name?
Laziz Vibes. I'm going to put it in the comment section from my page so y'all can see her. She makes some very good pieces,
Now she making them like some Chinese children in her basement and making them.
She's making them herself, like so. Like she be taking custom other orders, so she actually put her all hard on time into this. Like real talk. And she does some nice rapping. You can tell when people just put their heart into it.
When's your next pop up event? Do you know your next one? Yet.
I don't know. Sometime during the summer for sure. Probably after my birthday or probably on my birthday. I don't know. If I probably do my own little pop-up on my birthday. You feel me?
Oh, okay. Right.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got to get everything together. There's so much I'm trying to do for my birthday. Chinese kids in the big look.
Yeah, because you know, some people all the time be like, yes, I made this. And it's like, no, you didn't. No, you
really
didn't.
Really, though.
Yeah, like, no, you didn't.
I can tell
don't
when
be
you
using
make
your
real.
Kids to make your jewelry and then using it as tax write-offs. Like, no, girl, you didn't make it.
Now, that's smart. But it's they smart. Ain't even doing that. They just getting it from other people and claiming they made it. That's right. What they doing, getting it from AliExpress, Alibaba, and putting their name on it. Okay, it's like I don't tell the difference.
You know, I had stocks in Alibaba. I had to pull them out. Was like
you weren't trusting them no more. Something ain't right. Hey, Alibaba getting their money.
Ooh, that.
Despise but, the name.
That was fun because I started investing my money, but then once COVID had happened.
Thank you, mama, for sure.
It was just, I was like, let me just pull my money, my little $2 out. Let me pull my little $2
out. What do you be
out.
Investing on?
I was doing it on Cash App
me
at first.
Me too. I was just about to say I do mine on Cash App, and I actually have some in my old account that's growing. I invested like $12, and it's like $24 right now.
Right.
So I'm happy
like,
about
just
that.
Imagine if you left it there for like some years.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm so nervous. I don't like to gamble. I don't go to casinos, so I really don't gamble. Money like that.
I never been
I don't
to a
like
casino.
To.
Oh my gosh.
You so close. Yes, I want Misty's here. In the peanut gallery. Yes, I watched it. That's a cartoon. That's an anime. That's different. Mm-hmm. I can watch other people do it. But you ever watch celebrities play poker?
No.
It's all right. Like, it gets a little tense sometimes. They be wearing shades and you're in a dark room. You be like, oh, and all you see is cigar smoke. But I be so scared that stuff will crash, especially when they giving out stimulus checks like it's Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, that part.
Like, yeah.
Really, though. You like, I don't know. I'm not trusting this one. This ain't a strong call, but I take it.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, how you say her name again? Laize?
Laize Vibes.
Okay.
That's why I tagged it. Just click it. It's going to take you straight to the page.
Right.
Doing
how was your Juneteenth was yesterday, right?
Yes.
And you what'd you do for Juneteenth, Misty?
Nothing.
Did you support any black businesses?
No, I don't leave the house.
I know that's right. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being known to yourself.
But she ain't got no choice, she ain't got no car. But
you better learn how to use ain't no bus in Arlington.
I know.
That's so terrible and there's so many sites to see here. They got a damn trolley.
And there's so much it's like stuff is just everywhere.
Yeah, so why wouldn't they put a bus system over here?
Some prejudice towards the homeless people.
That's so sad.
But it's like I've seen homeless people get around a lot better than me.
Really though, I didn't see. Now listen, I didn't see a homeless man made a damn hub around a car. He had boxes on it.
Shut up.
Not playing. Like it was suited and booted like a car. I didn't know how he did it, and I was like, "Then he's an innovator, and I want to talk to him. Right. I want to see how did he get that contraption together, and how is it still holding while he's driving? He built something. That man got him building shit out of cardboard.
Right, and then they're homeless people are so durable.
Yeah, that part they don't need much
in
at all.
In the heat all day, begging for money. I'm just like, oh, go home, Roger.
That's a survival,
girl.
I'm gonna do it.
Be on the medium. Sometimes I be wanting to jump that medium. Sometimes I'm like, if you don't get your ass out my way, because I done seen some homeless people. This the kick. I done seen some homeless people begging for money, and then once they get done, they go around the corner and get into somebody's like apartment.
That. Yeah.
And I'm just like, bitch, you not even home.
No, I can't trust everybody. You, like, it's a mindset. No. I don't mind giving you a dollar or two. Don't think you about to get nothing else. And I ain't about to get to everybody on the damn street now.
I don't even give the money no more. I go to the store and I'll buy it for them.
I'm not just that hopeless. I see real, you know, cries in people's eyes. Like, they really probably out here trying. And ain't no telling what people going through. You feel me? At the end of the day, I give them. Ain't no telling. Not all of them.
Everybody don't get it. No sympathy. Now, every now and then, they better catch me when I'm listening to a good gospel song. Because that's only when I'm ranching in my coin.
Of righteousness. Feeling righteous today.
I'm reaching in my cup of change and giving you something.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Yeah, it better look.
Pulled out the money. Yeah. Right. Ain't it good?
Oh, my goodness. But no, let's move on. Because enough about homeless people.
Yeah.
And how they won't go home. So, you got a new podcast.
Indeed, I do.
You had an old podcast.
Indeed, I did.
But that was over.
Yes. And we're going to leave things in the past, and we're going to talk forth on the future.
So let's talk about, it's Queen Talk, right?
It's Queen Talk with Queen Tashayla, the host, of course.
Yes.
It's just where I talk lifestyle, entrepreneur, motivational, just regular stuff, because I'm a human, you feel me? Just talking on there. And just for anybody can feel like they can come and be comfortable. It's a safe space for sure.
Right.
Just to come here, or you can ask questions, anything.
Okay. So we're going to be on her show, and we're going to be talking gang shit.
Really, though. Nothing but some real shit. But some real shit.
But what made you want to start a podcast?
Well,
was it me that I inspire you? Because I know
you're a great person. You're great. But peep this. I've been having my microphone and all types of stuff before, but once
what,
again.
So
once
what
again,
made you do it now?
Execute, because I got a lot of stuff that I need to execute on right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's something that's been in the works, just took some time to come alive. Your radio show was something huge. Yeah. That was something huge, like breaking for sure.
Girl, it still is.
It is.
We're getting more views now that we out of that bowl. We out that bowl. So
in a bigger tank now. Bigger tank now.
Right. Oh, my goodness. But no, there have been, because I talked about this a few weeks ago, because I had celebrated my 3-year anniversary of having a podcast.
Okay.
And I was talking about how other people who either started with me or they started after me didn't last.
Yeah.
They, you know, fell off by the wayside and weren't being consistent, or they were just flat out bull bred.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'd be like, did I inspire you?
Didn't push my soul a little further into it. You feel me?
Hopefully this time, hopefully now that you're starting it,
that part, I can be more consistent for sure, and focus on all the stuff that I'm trying to do. Because just to push me, my brand, and everything, I'm on all platforms with it.
Right.
And that's the key, being on all platforms.
Because she's on Anchor, just like how we're on Anchor.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on YouTube, like I've been on YouTube. I just deleted all my YouTube videos, and I wish I would have kept those up. Because I went through different transitions of my life. I had pregnant Poshmark videos when I was talking about reselling items, you feel me, and making money just off reselling items. Yeah. And I had videos when I would be in the strip clubs showing people how my strip club nights went. Just me.
You used to be a stripper?
Yeah. You mean
ooh,
just
let's
me.
Let's talk about that. Forget that
podcast. No. Because at the end of the day, it's just me. I'm a hustler. I'm a grinder. Yeah. I'm going to get it by any means to do what I need to do in this world and fulfill my purpose. You feel me? However it means. But I don't strip no more. It's different things that I do because I have a different way of making money. I can do that in way other ways. You feel me? I know how to create a product and sell that product.
Where was you stripping at?
At Cab East and Euless.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Wait. It was cute. I really like that club.
Cab East. The one that's on, not the one that's on 157.
I don't know where it's on. Collins. We can pull it up.
Yeah.
Cabaret East.
Okay. Because it's like three strip clubs over on Collins going towards
you. Yeah, you got Baby Dolls.
Yeah.
It's the one on the left side of Baby Dolls, if you keep straight a little bit. Yeah. It's that white club with the blue lights.
You used to strip there?
Yeah.
I picked up a girl from there.
Look at that.
Look at God.
Look at God. Really though. I wouldn't mistake your past you.
But yeah. I know exactly what that said.
It was a nice little club though. When,
okay, let me clarify. When I say picked up, I was doing Uber. Okay.
Cause I didn't know what you meant. Did you give her drugs? What went on? You picking up holy now? Oh, you fucking strip us?
Right. Oh, how the tables have turned. Well, no.
But like y'all said, look, we hustlers. Right. We get it by any means.
Exactly. No, I was driving for Uber, and I used to drive like all throughout the night, especially because I'm a night owl by nature. And
Big
so
things.
One of the girls I had picked up from there, and she was really, really nice. And I think she was the one that was telling me that, you know, she was using it, you know, to go to, you know, to, she was like going to dinner school or something or another. But she had a boyfriend and she had like a couple of kids. And she was saying how her boyfriend hates that she's stripping.
Yeah.
But loves the money.
What the hell? It don't sound like he hate how she's stripping, huh?
Right. No, he, you know, dudes are, you know, Googling her, ogling her and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the part he didn't like. But of when course. Those tips came in, mm-hmm. it was like,
that's how I be. Like, and I'm that type of, like, I was a baby stripper. I got into it and I danced for like.
You was a who?
A baby stripper. I just got into it type thing. I did it for like.
You was Diamond's cousin.
4 or 5 months. Hell no. I was Diamond, if anything, and not even Diamond. Because wasn't nobody taking control of me up in no damn club. I came up and hit my mindset already. Diamond was getting pimped by her. Bitch, you ain't going that far. You tripping.
Right.
And that nigga ain't following me. You about to get killed right
now. I just came to dance. That's it.
Don't look like it now, but that was sad. That was sad. You know?
Yeah, it was.
I watched that, and I'm like, damn, I didn't see that movie in this light as I do these days.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a different perspective. Like, fuck. Mm. But you is setting up for that lifestyle when you in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're exposing yourself to that type of stuff that can happen to you. Real
yeah.
talk. You feel me? At the end of the day, you don't want shit to happen. You want to be safe in your environment, but look at the environment you're putting yourself in at nighttime when people
see,
drunk.
I'm glad I'm glad you saying it because if I say that as a man, if I say
it's
that,
just facts.
People be like, why is you saying that you victim
people
blaming?
People can come over here with their opinions, like, but let's put the facts on the table.
Yeah.
Is it late as fuck or not?
Like,
is niggas
careful.
Getting served drinks or not?
Right, be careful.
Are you dancing in here naked or not? You feel me? Are you trying to get your money? What you, like, what's going on? Let's just stay with the facts. You chose to be here because you chose. This is your opposite of money. So get it how you get it. Go harder. Get your ass off the floor. Wanna. You feel me? Because everybody ain't about to go on their pole and dance. We had 4 poles we had to go on. This is a whole workout.
Oh, for real? Yeah. So you have to do one pole and then move to the next
one? Yeah,
they playing magical poles.
That's how they do it. It's the rotation. You got to learn how to. That's when they call our names. You know when it's your turn to come to the stage. You feel me? But back then, you would probably see about 1-2 poles. Now they got about 1,000 poles or probably 1 pole.
Right.
Ain't no telling. I ain't never been to no
they
one
going
pole.
500 feet in the air like that girl that had fail. Or the other girl who lost a finger.
Oh, Lord, not the finger. What happened?
Because she had her wedding ring on, or like her wedding band or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she was doing one of those tricks where she goes all the way up to the top and was just going to flop down, Medusa everywhere. But she had...
not Medusa.
She was about to come down and her ring had got caught onto the top of the pole.
Oh,
and
no.
It... whoosh,
no.
Rubbed the finger and then landed in somebody's drink. I'm joking.
I'm about to say, that is terrible. I see it happening in my head, too. Right. And I'm seeing it in the drink just floating.
Right. You be like, what? Like, what kind of?
Somebody call the doctor. She needs some milk. Mama bones ain't strong.
No.
And it's ripping off like that.
Right. And then the other girl goes up to the top and
stop with your story.
And fail. And that was just hilarious.
Yeah,
but but she got back up and was still twerking.
Yeah. It's sad because, you feel me? This your only form of money, so you can't even look humiliated at this point. You got to keep going. It's sad. She still got
the
money.
Because if I'm at work, because I cook for a living, if I'm at work and I burn myself, I'm done. I'm going
I'm home. Done for the day. Really though, you feel me? I'm pissed.
Right.
I'm leaving.
I'll be right in the middle of the soup. I'm done. Gotta go.
Baby got up and said, I'm cool.
Right.
You are not okay.
No.
You have a concussion. You're bleeding.
Right.
You're bleeding.
Like, girl, you got your jawbone scattered all across the dance floor.
She like, I don't
go. No.
I'm already drunk as fuck. That's probably why she fucked up. She probably was drunk as fuck. Trying to lie to the public, acting like she wasn't drunk. You know you was.
Oh my goodness. But let's move on. to some other stuff. We move into, I guess we can do a little bit of hot topics today.
Hot topics.
Because we kind of done talking about you for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into some hot topics for a little bit.
I am a hot topic.
Right, you a real life hot topic. That's what it is.
Real life one.
Right. So what did you think about, I had saw this, someone had sent me this the other day, where they built a 700 pound statue of George Floyd in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about that? What's your thoughts on that?
That's cool. If he feels like he deserves that, I feel like I deserve a fucking monument too. You feel me? At the end of the day. And if somebody want to build that, if he paid for it,
George Floyd, child.
Who is that? Okay. Rest in peace to him. It's a lot of Floyd.
Give me your black card.
You know who I thought you was?
Who you thought you was talking about?
Mayweather. Hey! Hey! I say rest in peace to that man still, though, because that was all them deaths and the tragic deaths.
Give me your black card.
It's because we all been dying for a long time. At this point, these names, I'm tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
I'm sad. We ain't doing shit. We not really coming together as a collective to do nothing. So it's like the names just coming after each other. It's more with them.
Yeah.
They falling.
Now, okay, I have a problem with a 700 pound statue. Maybe if they did like a monument,
mm-hmm,
and put, you know, like kind of like how they do like after a big war.
Yeah.
And a lot of soldiers have passed away. Now, if they wrote their names onto the George Floyd monument,
mm-hmm,
I think that would have been cool. But to make this big ass statue for one person.
Yeah, because it's 1,000 more. It's like y'all trying to.
Yeah.
Why y'all just trying to.
Just focusing on this one.
Him, yeah.
Like, I that don't you. Make any sense. Are you blowing your nose, honey?
No.
But really?
I'm going to say use tissue. Mm-hmm. Don't use my napkin. Thank you. But no, I just don't get it. It don't make any sense to me. Like, I get what happened was bad, mm-hmm, or is bad. But
are you saying who's paying for this?
Girl, taxpayers.
Okay. Oh,
hold on. Let me stop lying.
Everybody gonna come and sit down.
Let me stop lying.
And where is it by?
New York City Hall.
Some government stuff.
Yeah, it's on government property, so guess what? Taxpayers are paying for that.
Okay. Well, right. I'm pretty sure they could use that money in the school system around there.
Right.
Or any other way.
Or to get rid of that smell. I had told y'all.
It stank down there.
Told y'all New Jersey stank. Stank, dank, 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 dank. They could use that money to fix all those problems so that New Jersey can just smell like flowers.
It's probably the underground or something. Because, you know, they got a lot of tunnels up
it's,
there.
It's, I totally forgot. It's not the garbage. It's the land that the city is built on.
Yeah.
Because some parts of New Jersey really don't smell like that. But a good chunk of it do. But anywho.
I ain't never been to New Jersey. Maybe one day.
Girl,
you ain't missing nothing. I need to go. It sound like I'm not. I'm gonna make that the last trip, huh?
Right, first and the last. Oh my gosh, it was some other stuff that I wanted to talk about, or at least, you know, get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So
The Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
So Misty's asking, where are the Boy Scouts? Are the Girl Scouts already out, you said?
Well, you know, a few months ago they were selling cookies every single where.
I don't, you know what, I've never been part of Boy Scouts. I don't know what they're selling.
No, they're not selling anything. They're just sleeping in the woods.
Together.
Yeah, I think they're just camping.
Yeah. I hope everything is being safely.
And hopefully not being.
You feel me? Like, there's so many other ways that can go because we don't hear nothing about the Boy Scouts. And that's a hot topic.
Right.
What are they doing with the Boy Scouts? We need to know the itineraries.
If it's ran by the Catholic Church, we know exactly what they
do. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Get it, your kids.
That's
is
kids.
The part of the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts.
Right.
And the runners are Catholic. We're not just assuming anything here.
I'm not assuming. I know exactly what the hell going on.
Do y'all research before you put your kids anywhere, first and foremost.
Right. I don't know about... I remember I was... Okay, I wasn't part of, like, Boy Scouts, you know, the big one. But I remember doing, like, a little Boy Scout thing in church. It was actually fun.
Yeah, church, I'm pretty sure it's going to be cool. You know what I mean? It's people you know, probably. You go to Sunday
school. I know. That was the thing. I didn't know them. So my mom was like... You know, go here. And it was at Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Okay.
Where I used to go many, many, many years ago. That's where I got baptized.
Look at it.
But, yeah, we had went camping and stuff. And it was actually cool. Because that was my first time. And that was my
camping.
Last time going.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it just that I had left after a while. Oh. I think I had moved back to Arkansas. But it was fun, though. And, you know, got to hang out with, you know, some of the older men that was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And just being outside. And it was nice. It was cooler in Texas back then.
You know, you got to catch them certain nights.
What Chinese commercial?
Was it a Chinese food commercial?
No.
No, I'm good on that.
A Chinese food commercial.
Never seen one, have you?
Real talk. But is it because we're in the United States or they, you feel me?
Just
because they don't advertise out here.
They don't.
But Wish is coming up.
Man. Oh, damn, I forgot. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the real fathers out there who take care of their
To all the men, all the fathers, even the bad ones, Happy Father's Day. Because if it weren't for you,
kids wouldn't be here. Huh?
So, yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I'm not saying happy Father's Day to single mothers. Bump y'all. Don't nobody care. You had your day.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
We deserve the whole year. We deserve it all. The shit we go through. We literally raise a whole human. Oh my gosh. This is something. It's a whole thing in itself. This ride is not for the weak. Let me tell you. If you ain't used to getting shit on you, piss on you, bit, scratch. You feel me? Right. You got to take on all these new abilities and adapt to them because you're learning to grow and be patient with another human being. And it's beautiful. It's a process, but we take
it. It gets beautiful later on.
It's still beautiful now. You just got to, it's how you look at it. Perspective is a motherfucker.
See, I ain't got no kids. I got a dog. That's the closest thing I'm gonna get right now. That's my child. So happy Father's Day to me. God damn it.
Drink to that.
That's right. Amen.
Dog daddy.
Because let me tell you something. There's some things that I just thought I would never do. And that is, I remember when I first got Jazz. You know, puppies usually, they have worms.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until I'm coming home cleaning up, you know, doo-doo and stuff everywhere. And I'm just like, what is that? And then I'm like lifting her tail to look through her butt to be like, are they still there? Are they alive?
Yeah.
And I'm like, when she'll go out, I'm like using the pet, the bags, the poop bags and stuff. Mushing it, going through it, looking like the archaeologist off of Jurassic Park when she was going to
like to
right.
Shoot, to see what's wrong with your baby though.
Right.
I hear that.
And I'm like, okay, well then you know, then the worm's gonna damn. She used to throw up, like she'll eat something she ain't supposed to be eating and throw up and I gotta pick it up. God, that's why this apartment does not have carpet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want carpet. Like, dogs, babies, any type, they gonna foot that carpet.
Right, and then my first apartment, I didn't get none of my pet deposit back. She had ripped up all the carpet.
Aww.
And she was a puppy, so she was peeing everywhere.
You know we need that deposit back.
Nope, I didn't get nothing.
Ass whooping time.
Nothing back. She done ran away a couple of times.
You over here pissing her off.
Yeah, well, I done chased her in the streets.
Oh, Lord.
Like, and it's only been 4 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like I done raised an adult by now, because she be unbothered now. she does exactly what she's told.
Yeah. She know by now.
And self-sufficient. Like, I really ain't got, yeah. But
same age as you.
Right? Same age as me.
Aw.
But, yeah, she done ran away. One time she ran away, and we met at a corner of an apartment building. And I heard her paws go like, trying to stop because she saw me. And she was like, let me run back. Yeah, I'm talking about you. She looking dead at me. Yeah. Then I was running through the apartments looking for her. Well, walking. Let me stop lying.
Start telling that damn lie.
Walking through the apartments. And then I look up and there she is at my door. Standing there waiting on me to come in. I was like, girl, I'm...
A whole child.
I'm ready to go. A whole child. And so I had cooked. Let me tell y'all something. She done made me mad. I told her I was cooking.
When I told him I'm going to eat in a minute.
I told her I was
you
cooking.
You better turn that oven on preheat. Get it warm for me.
Right. I had made.
I want some now.
I had made some. I had made chicken parmesan.
Yeah, it looks lovely. I seen it from over here. It looks lovely.
It tastes so damn good.
I'm gonna go in now.
I had to eat something before the show started because I was like, I ain't had breakfast. I ain't had lunch.
Nothing. What time is it? It was supper time now, huh?
Right. It's 6 o'clock now.
It's 5:55. Thank you.
Right. We've been on live for, let me see how long we've been on the live. Thank you. Oh,
about
I didn't realize. 45
minutes exactly.
I didn't realize we was early because usually we start the show at 5:30. Mm-hmm. You know, thanks to LaPree who be late. So I pushed the time back so she can be here on time. And still be pushing. Still be pushing. Because we used to do the show when we was in the studio. It used to be at 5. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we're here, I was like, you know, let's just do it at 5:30. And she'll come in later. She'll take me at 5:20. I'm on my way. Girl, what?
I thought you was here.
Right? You should have been, you know, register your car in the visitor parking spot by then. But let me see, what are some other stuff I wanted to get into before we go and get on about it?
My music career.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, exclusive.
Once again, all these amazing things that I always wanted to do, but so much has been holding me back.
What you do? You rap?
No, I sing.
Okay, sing. Okay.
My talent isn't free.
I got a dollar. Misty, hand me.
And I'm not worth a damn dollar. I tell you that.
No, I'm just messing with
her. What do you want?
So what kind of music do you like to do?
I'm just very much neo-soulish. You know the whole vibe out here.
Yeah.
Here's a little sample.
Do you write?
Yeah. Great writer. Great intellect all around.
I was about to say, start sampling first.
Yeah, let's see. It's a very old little sample piece, like in 2019, I believe.
Okay. We got a singer in the house. Well, we got two now, because y'all know I be singing.
Look, this was back in my McDonald days when I was really working and singing overnight.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, them hustles get you out there.
Look at you. I didn't know you wear bras.
Right? Because look at me right now. No bra. I like to be natural. How I came into this world.
Right.
I just
tell that
was just a little vibe. The little stuff that I wrote. It sounds okay. It sounds bad, but
no,
I recorded
that
myself.
Good.
You feel me? I recorded those layers myself, and it was just cool to me.
Yeah.
I put it on the beat, and I did that myself. A little clip. Yeah,
what?
But that was way in 2019.
You know any people?
That do it.
That, you know, that can get you in like some studio, some producers or something.
I know some artists, but I don't know any producers, and that would be nice, you feel me? That would be nice to know of people who did studios, but I don't.
I'm going to have to give you my friend's number.
Please.
He, I don't know what all he does, but he's the one who, I'm drawing a blank, knowing damn well I know what I'm about to say. But when we was in the studio and we had like our theme music, and if you watch our YouTube videos, we do like transition videos, you know, from one topic to the next, and we'll play music in between. My friend Jabril Jabril, however he say it. But he does music and he's a local rapper and he raps and stuff and he's real cool. I'm okay. Gonna have to
link me in with him for sure.
Yes.
I would love to just get to know some cool people. Not no iffy, shiesty people up in this game for sure, for sure. One thing I need is a solid team in anything I'm doing. Just with a business people, you need a solid team. A solid team.
And hopefully you can be like, you know, you can be like his little Kim to, you know, to his Biggie Smalls.
Oh, look, I don't know about being a little Kim, but I can be
his Faith Evans or something.
To Shayla, you feel me? Right. I can do what I know how to do. That's it. I ain't about to have nobody force me in no different lanes. I know I ain't
No. I don't think he'll do any of that. But he's real cool. Like, I like his, like, the his rapping style is kind of, it's like a little bit of old school mixed in with new. Okay. Like, it's not mumble, bubblegum rap. And I hate it.
I love intellect, for sure. Send it over to me.
I will. Well, I'll play his music first and then.
Yeah, see if we interested from
that. Yeah. I'm trying to think, was there any other hot topics? It's been a boring week.
Life has been going on. What's new in your life? You haven't with talked
me,
about you or what
nothing,
you're
going to do. Nothing. Nothing. Huh?
You said you had a gay fact.
Oh, I totally forgot. Totally forgot. It's Pride Month. We have to do our faggoty facts. So.
Faggoty facts.
Right. Okay. So let me find one real quick. And last week I had forgot. So. Let me do a double one today. And just give me a few minutes. Make sure y'all are liking and sharing.
Share.
And commenting. If you got any questions for Tashayla, let her know. If you got any questions for us, let us know. Shook said she wanna try some of that jewelry. She wants some of that jewelry you got on.
Look.
She said come up off of it. Okay, let me see, because I had some lined up. Let me see. I'm feeling so bad. I totally forgot. Thanks for reminding me, Misty. Okay, well, since yesterday was... Okay, here's one I can think of right now. Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? It was Juneteenth. So I wanted to talk about the first and only gay black television show that's been on TV since ever, and it's Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark was it started on the Logo Channel. It only did like 2 seasons, and it did a movie. They were going to do a third season, but Logo ended up dropping them because they didn't want to. They wanted to put their money somewhere else, like reality TV shows and stuff. And if you watch the Logo Channel now. It's boring as hell. Besides the Golden Girl reruns, they have and RuPaul Drag Race reruns.
Okay.
They don't do anything else. And so Noah's Ark was a scripted comedy television show. It was kind of like the gay version of Girlfriends.
Okay.
And it was freaking hilarious. And they had a movie and everything. And they did a reunion. I want to say, and it was either last year or 2019, they did a reunion where it was all virtual because, you know, everybody was in quarantine and all of that.
Yeah.
And the show was like 20, maybe 20 years old. It came out in the early 2000s. And I really do miss this show. It was hilarious. It was about this gay guy, obviously, and his three gay friends. They were in Hollywood, in LA. He was a writer. Another friend worked in a HIV clinic. Another friend owned his own clothing store, and another friend was a college professor. So they all had, like, you know, good professions. And it was just a really nice show, really well written, and they dealt with issues like HIV and AIDS and how to deal with that if your partner has it. They dealt with gay bashings on the television show. They dealt with closeted men on the down low, the fascination with, you know, DL thugs and all that other stuff. Like, they dealt with a whole bunch of stuff. And it was a really nice show, and I hated it ended, and I hated not doing the show anymore. Hopefully, when quarantine and stuff is over, they'll get back into it. Hopefully Logo will bring it back instead of doing nothing that they're doing now. What they should do is bring it back and then put it on Hulu. And I would definitely watch that. But did you have anything? Oh, I guess we was going to talk about my week.
Yeah.
I'm so long-winded. I ain't got nothing. I ain't do nothing. I didn't do anything. I stayed out of trouble at work this time.
Hey.
Hallelujahs. I had cleaned up this weekend. My week was actually boring. It was boring and hot. Not hot. My weekend was hot and humid. I can't wait. You know, I was telling LaPree, I can't wait till I get rich. I'm going to buy me a summer home up in the north. You know what? I might have to take that back because I heard Minnesota was getting some heat. They were in a heat bubble. I was like, Minnesota?
Look at that.
In Minneapolis, of all places?
Woman.
Yeah. LaPree said she want a house in Alaska. I'm going to have to take her up on that offer. Or like in Saskatchewan or somewhere.
Yeah, we can be fishing. Right. You feel me? They be right. Open up fishing.
Ice fishing.
Just straight cold.
Right.
We're going to catch some fish though. We're going to catch some fish. I don't know how we're going to cook it. We're going to make a fire. Can we make a fire out there?
Sushi it is. Sushi it is. You don't like sushi?
I'm not a fan. I like my fish cooked. I don't know.
I love
sushi. But if it comes down to it,
yeah,
I gotta do it.
Sushi is actually good.
It's more protein.
I'm gonna have to take you to a sushi spot.
Yeah,
sushi is actually good.
The only sushi I liked was like a California roll, and that was the bare minimum.
That's like the basic. Everybody like a California
crunch
roll.
That's like the bare minimum. Yeah. Like, I don't like nothing else. But I haven't tried everything else. Just seeing some.
Right, and I'm gonna take you to like a buffet where like they it's a table they spin
and
then you go
pick.
And I don't
want any wasabi sauce. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no, I don't like
I'd rather have some hot sauce, Louisiana.
Of course.
I got it in my bag.
Okay, so we're done for the day.
This is so lovely.
Let them know where they can find your podcast, where they can find your businesses, especially the clean one. Give me a call.
All right. So
tell them all of that, and then we'll be up out of her.
Let me just go ahead and tell y'all about all the business Instagram names. So just get it simple, dimple. Off the ripple for you. Do you hear me? So we got Isis Commodity, the hair, body, skincare. But sooner or later, we're going to venture out to making all types of natural products. But that's the natural product serving product. You know, that's that business. The cleaning business is Olympia Queens on Instagram. That's the Instagram name. Olympia Queens. And we should pop up.
Olympia?
It's like Olympia.
Oh, I'm so stupid. When I first heard you, I thought you said Olympia. Like Olympics. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Greek mythology type crap. Okay.
On some Hispanic type crap. You feel me? Olympia's queen.
I wonder who came up with that.
You feel me? We're not going to speak on that. But Magic Touch will be the new thing. You feel me? And you guys can find my podcast over on Anchor or any other place. But I'll just download the app Anchor to make it very simple. Follow and tap in to both of the podcasts. We're great.
Anchor does Spotify, Google, Apple.
Everybody. It's all what more can you ask?
It's like nine platforms.
At one time.
You can go look anywhere.
Yeah, I love Anchor, man. It's pretty cool. It's pretty
I love it. I've been with them for 3 years.
And I'm glad I got to be a part of this.
Yes.
This is really legendary history in the making. And we're going to have more for the books, really.
Right.
Thank you so much for having me on the
show. We'll have to come back when LaPree...
Her eye is healed.
Right.
And she will be here next time, that's for sure.
Her one eye, Seth. But we'll see y'all later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. So he meets this girl named Angie on Tinder. And he goes over there, gets a beej. And then he goes back later.
Beej?
A blowjob.
I ain't never heard of it like that. I like it. Let me get a beej.
Right. Man,
you got a little beej over there?